then the devil is creation's prime fool. For when he gambled on his ability to unseat the Almighty, he was guilty of an act of judgment so bad as to be imbecilic. He is said to have had a great amount of wisdom, but his wisdom must have deserted him at the time of his first sin, for surely he grossly underestimated the power of God and as grossly overestimated his own. The devil is not now pictured in the Scriptures as wise, only as shrewd. We are warned not against his wisdom, but against his wiles, something very different. Sin, I repeat, in addition to anything else it may be, is always an act of wrong judgment. To commit a sin, a man must for the moment believe that things are different from what they really are. He must confound values. He must see the moral universe out of focus. He must accept a lie as truth and see truth as a lie. He must ignore the signs on the highway and drive with his eyes shut. He must act as if he had no soul and was not accountable for his moral choices. Sin is never a thing to be proud of. No act is wise that ignores remote consequences, and sin always does. Sin sees only today, or at most tomorrow, never the day after tomorrow, next month, or next year. Death and judgment are pushed aside as if they did not exist, and the sinner becomes for the time a practical atheist who, by his act, denies not only the existence of God, but the concept of life after death. History is replete with examples of men whose intellectual powers were great, but whose practical judgment was almost nil. Einstein, for instance, who was a mathematical genius, but who could not look after his own bank account and who absentmindedly ran his little motorboat aground with the excuse that he must have been thinking about something else. We can smile at this, but there is nothing humorous about that other class of men who had brilliant minds but whose moral judgment was sadly awry. To this class belong such men as Lucretius, Voltaire, Shelley, Oscar Wilde, Walt Whitman, and thousands of others whose names are less widely known. The notion that the careless sinner is the smart fellow and the serious-minded Christian, though well-intentioned, is a stupid dolt altogether out of touch with life, will not...